State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. The problems created by poverty can be so difficult to fix that cities with a lot of poverty sometimes just don't fix them. And Jackson is a city with plenty of those problems, but something different is happening there. And to find out what, let's first go to an end of the school year party in Jackson. It's for a bunch of teenagers.
Just make yourself at home, okay?
There's a lot of food, sports on the TV, you know, pretty run-of-the-mill. Except this party is for teens who try to help other young people keep from becoming teen parents. And over half these peer educators are young men, like Dom Williams and Jalen McDonald.
A lot in this community, we don't have like a lot of, say, like, guiding male role models and stuff like that. So when we see, like, you know, stuff, people like me and Jalen, who are still with the program, even if we're, like, out of high school, it's really neat. We're starting to see a lot of more guys.
Williams and McDonald are both 20 years old. They still come back from college to train the new young men and women in the program. And this program, run almost totally on volunteers, is working. Jackson's teen birth rate is still among the state's highest, but it's falling fast, down 25% since the program started.
We just try to give the younger people somebody to look up to and to follow after.
For the past 3 years, all the young people doing this teen pregnancy work have been part of something bigger in Jackson. They work together under an umbrella called Jackson 2020. It's a huge group of people who decided to fix the city's toughest problems. Here's just a few of the organizations involved.
I'm Julie Alexander, Jackson County Commissioner.
Kevin Oxley, I'm the Superintendent.
President of the Jackson County Chamber and Experience.
Representing the manufacturers.
I'm Chris Giannetti, I'm with Jackson Promise.
Basically, it's every major organization and business in the city. They've all committed to working together. They share management books, money, even staff. Because the cavalry is not coming. It's up to Jackson to boost everyone up, but it's not easy. Ishwar Lakshmanarayan runs the town's libraries.
There'll be plenty of times when we're going to, you know, walk away thinking, it's, you know, we can't do this. We have sat through many frustrating meetings where at the end of the meeting, we would drown our disappointments in the beverage of the day.
And meetings themselves aren't enough. One of this group's goals is to get a lot more people to attend college or get a career credential. To help make that happen, each of the county's 13 school districts gave up what little discretionary funds they had and paid for something they could all share, a college and career center in a strip mall that will serve anyone. The office is decorated in college pennants and tons of posters. It's next to an Army recruiter. Courtney Reese was there with some financial aid questions.
I just graduated yesterday.
Reese is moving to Washington State this month to go to community college there, but she says she won't stay too long.
I'm definitely coming back here. You know, we have a lot of self-pride. Like, there's people with 517 tattoos on them, and they're showing Jackson pride. And I just think that that's really cool, especially with the reputation we have. We have so many youth that's really, like, popular and really, like, proud of where they're from.
Since this work began in Jackson 3 years ago, college attendance is up, teen pregnancy is down, infant mortality is way down. All this has been done on less than a shoestring budget, maybe half a shoestring, $8,000. The Jackson 2020 group is proud of what they've done and of their city. But everyone here says they have a lot more work to do, and they're committed to working together. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.